This episode of The Run-Thru is brought to you by eBay. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal and shop authentic handbags, watches, sneakers, streetwear, and jewelry from eBay, backed by Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms. This is The Run-Thru. I'm Chloe Mel.
And I'm Cho Minardi. And we are here with an exciting episode.
Choma! We have a joint cover.
I know.
The Queen, Zendaya, American and British Vogue are out. And it is, honestly, I love these covers because it really feels like get yourself a girl who can do both.
I mean, she really can do it all, right? She is every woman.
She is giving a different thing on both of these photo shoots in a major way.
I know.
And it's one fabulous profile written by the inimitable Marley Marius.
I know. Round of applause for Marley. I'm so happy. It's her first cover story, and it's so
great.
It's
really good. I mean, and poor Marley did not have a lot of access or time, and she somehow really found this very insightful approach to writing about Zendaya. So I was thrilled about that. I love the pictures.
Me too.
Annie Leibovitz shot the ones for American Vogue.
And Caroline Jacobs did British Vogue. And I was on set and it was super fun to see Zendaya do her magic. She really does move in the way that Marley describes. She's an incredible performer. She's an incredible model. And there's something magical about the way that she inhabits a character. And I think she very much gets into character the minute that she gets in front of any camera.
Well, she also certainly dresses in character on the red carpet.
She sure does.
This weekend, she literally wore tennis balls on her heels. So she's really serving up the Challengers tennis look to a T.
I knew you were going to get a pun in there somewhere.
Love.
Oh my God.
But there's one man who was very instrumental in the look of both of these covers, and that is Law Roach. He is a fashion editor on this cover. He is really responsible for architecting Zendaya's image. He styled both covers, and he has worked with Zendaya since she was 13 years old.
Wow. Isn't that incredible? That is insane.
I know.
I mean, he's doing these amazing press tours for Zendaya back to back. The first is the Dune Part 2, which we've seen, you know, that's, and now he's rolled that into The Challengers, a film by Luca Guadagnino, which is out later this month, April 26th, day after my birthday.
We had such a fun time chatting with him about some of the crazier looks that they've done recently, like the insane sort of knight's armor robot mechanoid suit from Mugler that she wore during the Dune red carpet run.
I know, we can't say too much about it because we can't do the spoiler alert on that one. It's such a good story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was also like, I loved hearing him talk about working with Celine Dion because, I mean, it's one thing when you have a young artist and you sort of help develop their image, but it's another when you bring back someone who's very beloved and has quite a specific visual identity and you completely reinvent them. And I love that they have this ongoing relationship, and he doesn't sound like he'll come out of retirement for many people, but
no, I know he did announce his retirement about 6 months ago, which was felt throughout the industry, but then he's had some dips his toes back for certain very special women. And as a fashion editor on both these covers. So we obviously wanted to start our conversation chatting with him about that.
Yeah.
Well, Law, it is such a treat to have you on. We've been talking about having you for ages, and this felt like the perfect moment because the big Vogue cover.
Drum roll, yeah. Both two Vogue covers, I mean, which is a pretty amazing. American Vogue and British Vogue. Zendaya is on the cover, and you are the fashion editor on both, which is incredible.
And they're very different shoots.
Yes.
Yes. I know that was something that we talked about from the beginning, them being very different.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the concept for the shoot.
Which one do you want to start with?
We can start with British Vogue.
No, that's not a bit as well. Interesting story is that we planned out both shoots at the same time. And I think working with Chioma and working with Anna and her office and Chioma with the British Vogue team, it was very intentional that the shoots would be on the opposite end of the spectrum. And I think what was important is that Chioma decided to work with younger brands and British, you know, British brands, which is always so helpful to me and also exciting to me. And then the American Vogue was, you know, haute couture in Paris, shot by Annie Leibovitz, which is my little gay boy from outside of Chicago, fantasy and dream. two covers, because we saw, you know, British and American share cover stars before, but usually it's one big shoot. And for this to have two identities was really incredible. And I feel so grateful.
And I have to say, watching you work with Zendaya was one of the most special moments for me, being on set and seeing the dynamic between the two of you, how you collaborate, how you communicate. Mm-hmm. It's really this symbiotic relationship that you have, because you understand each other seemingly without even having to speak.
Well, that's 13 years in the making. We started together in 2011.
Wow. How old was she?
She was 13, turning 14.
Oh my God.
So she was a baby. And I was 15, turning 16. So, you know, it's that's not true. But but yeah, so we've grown up together, and our relationship is very interesting. It's a really interesting dynamic. And we call each other, you know, big idea, small detail. And I'm the big idea and she's the small detail. So I have these big dreams and these grand dreams of like everything, how it should be. And the way I see it in my dreams and the way I see it in my imagination. And she takes my big dreams and she grounds them and she makes them real. And she makes them also fit to not only the story that I'm trying to tell, but she makes it in a way where it becomes this comprehensive story that we're both trying to tell. And we've had that job and that relationship since the beginning. It was always, I'm always like, oh, you should have, you know, hair that cascades down the hallway. And she's like, no, girl, no. You know, so it's the perfect balance. It's the perfect yin and yang.
I do feel like you and Zendaya are so thoughtful and have such a good time crafting a narrative around her looks, whether it's in a photo shoot or on the red carpet. And I love the New York Times did a piece that Zendaya sort of kills it at method dressing, basically, for her films. How do you decide, is something too much? Is it too little? Is it just enough? I loved in the video, the Getting Ready video for Vogue.com, you said that for the first look for the Challengers press tour, you were going to just punch him in the face. Like, this Loewe dress was going to have the tennis players actually on the dress.
First of all, the print that was on the dress is actually, if I'm not mistaken, a grab from a shadow of actually her. So it's her character that was on the dress. And we know Jonathan Anderson, for me, sits on that borderline of genius and insanity, which we love because he's the costume designer for the film. So it was, you know, very right and fitting that he would do some of the dressing, you know, create some of the looks for the tour. And we talked about it, and we talked about having no fear of being literal. In some cases, people will have that conversation like, oh, it may be too costumey. And we look at everything we do as entertainment. It started out with us just entertaining each other, and then it grew into this thing of us entertaining the world. And we're happy with that. And, you know, some people are going to love some things and others are going to hate it, but at least we're starting conversations. And it just brings us so much joy to know that maybe in the middle of somebody's incredibly busy workday, they have a few minutes to kind of criticize or compliment things that we've done together. So we've been doing the method dressing, although it just got a name very recently. But we've been doing that for actually all the movies that she's done.
I love it, actually, when you both take to the red carpet and you're part of the narrative. And I remember when you were on the red carpet at the Met in 2019, and you were the fairy godmother.
Yes.
And obviously Zendaya was Cinderella. Like, tell us a little bit about how that look came together and where that idea came from.
I give her so much credit because she encourages me to be 100% myself, and also has always pulled me into the narrative, right? And always wanted me to have a personality and a place. And she's always had this mindset that as she got big, I would get big with her. Because, you know, a lot of my critics are like, oh, he thinks he's the talent and oh, he thinks he's a star. And every time that you see me on the carpet with her or taking a picture with her, it's that because she's invited me into that space. The interesting part about Met, so it was the theme that year, of course, we all know is was camp. And I came up with this narrative about and this story about her being Cinderella because she was right in the point of transitioning from Disney star and she was going into Euphoria, which was a way that the world had never seen her. And it was our way of kind of our last hurrah in a way to being a Disney princess, because I think at that point she was like, in people's eyes, at least she was the reigning Disney princess and kind of the last of that whole class of the Disney girls. And it was a way of showing that, but also saying goodbye to it. And because she was going into this new era of playing Rue, her character on Euphoria, and in a way that no one had ever seen Zendaya. And I was her fairy god brother. And we, you know, of course, we were with Tommy Hilfiger and we were just coming off of that collaboration.
The Run Through will be back in just a moment.
At eBay, you'll always get that feel of real. Because your fashion purchase will be backed by Authenticity Guarantee. Whether it's an it bag, a must-have watch, dreamy jewelry, or fire sneakers and fresh streetwear, every step will feel authentic, every flex will feel real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I want to know, Law, how you and Zendaya work together to get an outfit across the line. Like, let's take, for example, the insane vintage Mugler look, the sort of
I was
body
waiting on that.
Armor that she wore.
That had to come.
Yeah. Walk us through, like, A to Z, Law to Z.
That show and a lot of those looks from the master, Terry Mugler, I think are all ingrained. If you're in fashion, those that look is ingrained in your brain. And after the first Dune press tour, she and I were just talking. And when there was like firm confirmation that they were going to do another one, we both kind of, she sent it to me. I already had it, you know, in my phone, in my favorites. And she was like, we should try this for the next press run. And I was like, that happens to us a lot. Like she'll send me something or I'll send her something. We already have it saved. And so we started talking about it. And then when Mr. Mugler passed away, you know, I thought it could never happen. It would never happen because I know that he still was in charge of who got to, you know, wear the archives. Then I started regretting that we never had a moment with him and we wouldn't have the opportunity to, you know, have that meeting and ask him, you know, could it be possible? And so I kind of conjured up enough bravery to reach out to Casey Cowella, the creative director of Mugler now, and the Mugler team, and was like, hey, I got a crazy idea, but I want to ask you in person. And we set up a meeting, and I took her, and we walked in into the atelier, his showroom, and we were like, we all sat down, we sat across from each other. It was so dramatic. And I was like, well, we have an idea. Anybody knows my personality, I'm a little, you know, I'm a little mad. And I was like, we have this amazing idea. We were like, our side was looking at their side. And he was like, yes. And I was like, so we would love to wear something from the archive or one of her premieres. And he was like, yes, and tell me more. So I think I whipped out my phone and like, and we looked at each other. I put the phone. I was like, we want to wear this.
Can you describe the outfit for maybe the one person listening who hasn't seen it and doesn't know what we're talking about?
With affection, we'll just call it the robot. And you saw her wear it to the Dune premiere in London. the world premiere in London. And the interesting part about it is because right after we got to and said, Casey, you know, was giving us the seal of approval, like, yes, we can make this happen, but we need to take measurements now. So, because if, say, for instance, the measurement from elbow to wrist was off or knee to ankle was off, she wouldn't be able to wear it.
Because it was an entire, like, it was a metal suit of armor.
Unbelievable.
Basically.
It was a puzzle, but you put it on like a puzzle. It was all individual pieces.
Wow.
The pelvis, the thighs, the shin, the shoe, the arm, everything, the hand. So it was all like a puzzle, honestly. And so we took the measurements. And so we all just, we sat on pins and needles for them to compare the measurements. And they said, okay, it looks like the measurements will work. So then we scheduled a fitting. And again, we're all like holding our breath, you know, to see if it was looking. I remember the first thing is when they took the shoe out and they put the shoe. I looked at the shoe. I said, oh, that's her size. And Casey, he's like, oh, you can just look at the shoe. I said, yeah, I can look at a shoe anyway. Tell you,
oh my
I can
God.
Look at a shoe on someone's foot and tell
God.
You what size they are. And I was like,
you are the fairy godbrother.
I am, yes. The shoe, I say it's a shoe fit. So she put the shoe on and the shoe fit. And it was such like a Cinderella moment.
Wow.
And then
oh my God.
They put the shin, then the shin fit. And they put the thigh fit. And then she stepped into the pelvis, the pelvic area. And they put that up and that fit. And then after that, it just kept,
oh
they
my
just kept
God.
popping pieces on.
Wow. So they didn't have to remake any of it.
No. It all just fit. And it was, wow. I was literally in tears.
And could she move?
Yes. If you go and watch the video, any video, she the thing was actual very mobile. And the guy who actually made it with Mr. Mugler was there. He was at the fitting. He came to London to help her get us dressed,
wow.
to get her in and out of the costume.
But Law, I want to know, because you are so good at pulling incredible vintage looks from the archive. You must have a photographic memory for a lot of these pieces. But what happens when it's not a Cinderella moment and it doesn't fit? Can you alter the pieces? Do they get remade? Do you just sort of wing it? Like, it just seems very tricky.
It's all of those things, right? So just to give you a backstory, when I started working with Zendaya, and this is a story I've told a million times, I had a vintage store in Chicago. So my background before becoming a stylist, I sold vintage. So I've always had a love and an affinity for things from the past, right?
Which you inherited from your grandmother, right?
Yeah. My grandmother used to take me thrifting all the time. And I just always looked at it as like a big treasure hunt, because you kind of never knew what you were going to walk out the thrift store with. And I still have that joy when I'm able to search for vintage or go thrifting or whatever.
And I read that she called it junking.
Yeah, she did. She did. Yes, my grandma Eloise.
That's so charming.
Junking. Yeah. because it was, you know, somebody's junk is another person's trash. I know they said trash, but junk as well. I had to use vintage starting out with her because nobody would loan us clothes. Like, no one would loan us clothes. So it was out of necessity that I actually got her to start falling in love with vintage as well. So, you know, that never left me. I think that's engraved in my DNA and now her. And so we've always done that throughout her career. She's always worn vintage. And now she's a collector as well.
Law, who were your biggest fashion inspirations growing up? And how did you get your start in fashion?
I had the vintage store, and it was me and one of my best friends in Chicago. And, you know, I knew what a stylist was, but I also only knew styling through the lens of music. So I knew about, you know, of course, June Ambrose and Misa Hylton, because culturally they were so important to us. And then one day Kanye came into the store and I watched him like go through every single piece of things that we had. He went and he turned it inside out, and the way he looked at clothes was amazing to me. And some way TMZ found out that he had came to the store. So we started to get all this attention. And I just started to get calls and emails from stylists all around the world. And then at that moment, something went off in my head. And I was just like, wait, this is a real thing. And I just started calling myself a stylist. And then I started lying to people and telling them that I lived in New York. I got a New York phone number. And I just kind of set myself up and told a lot of lies and used my credit card to buy a lot of looks and return them. I'm sorry, Barney's. Well, Barney's, I don't have to apologize to Barney's anymore, but I'm sorry to Saks and Neiman's and Bergdorf's because I did a lot of returns. And and I just, you know, hustled until I made it.
Law, I have to ask you about Celine, yes, because I love her so much. You were working with her for quite a while. And you really, I feel like the renaissance of Celine was a lot of what you were doing with her. And then you sort of came out of retirement for a day. You said you were unretired for a day to style her for the Grammys, which is such an epic moment. What's that experience been like?
You know what? It happened, I think, 2016. And I'm still kind of shocked that it happened. I just got a call from my then manager and she called me. She said, Celine wants to speak to you. And I'm like, who is Celine? I'm like, who? Because I hadn't dreamt that big yet, right? And so she was like, Celine Dion. I was like, what? And she's like, Celine Dion wants to talk to you. And so we had a phone conversation and she invited me to Vegas. I went to see the show. And I also met her after the Billboard Awards. We talked about fashion. I kind of told her, you know, that I knew the brands that she was wearing and I knew everything that she had, you know, wore and, you know, and she was like, and what do you think about it? I was like, I think it's great, but I think there's a lot of brands that, you know, that you should wear. Then there was an idea of what Celine Dion should look like. And my job going in without anyone saying this, I wanted to show the world how cool she was and how young she was. That led to her wearing Off-White. And then that led into her wearing the Vetements, the notorious Titanic sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
I think what happens is I was able to disrupt the idea of what the world thought she was, and it really changed my life. So when they called me to do Grammys, and her team is so respectful, and they was like, hey, you know, we have a question. We know you retired. We want to be respectful of that, but is there any way that you can, that you would do her for the Grammys? And I was like, absolutely. I was like, I don't care where I'm in the world. I will be there for Celine. It would be the first time that people would see her out in public in years because she had been so sick. And I was like, yeah, I'll do anything for her. And just let me know when and where.
You dressed her in this amazing, like mustard yellow Valentino Couture coat.
Yes. Yes.
That I thought was so fabulous. And this major necklace. What was the necklace?
Tiffany's.
Oh, it really just was an amazing look. And I wondered, like, we're all thinking about her and we thought she was in such great shape, yeah, at the Grammys. Any Celine update you can share with us?
I can say I did a cover shoot with her. That will be out very soon. And she was, it was just so incredible to watch her be back in her element and entertaining everybody on set. And she looked really, really great and she felt really great and strong. And I know that she is planning some really big things that I cannot share, but I think everyone who loves her and adores her will be very happy very soon to see her again.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, no, that's so good to hear.
Yeah.
So are you retired? Tell us.
Okay. The internet is so mean. So it's like all these memes that like, I'm only retired if I don't like you, which is not true. So for Zendaya, absolutely not, never. And she made that really clear when I announced it because, to be quite honest, when I said that I was retired, I wanted to be done with everything. And she let me breathe for a while. And then she called me and she's like, oh, okay, I know you're retired, but I know that doesn't mean me. So in my mind, I would think I was retired as a stylist. And what I wanted to do is kind of, you know, use the opportunity to, and we may still do this in the future, I wanted to kind of be more of a creative director and hire stylists. I want to give younger stylists that I think are talented or deserve a bigger platform, the opportunities to dress her for certain things.
You've mentored many stylists.
Yeah, my babies. And I wanted to use that platform, but I don't think she was ready for that. She was just like, no. I got all these things coming and I need you to be you. And so, of course, I agreed. And I really had no other choice, but still, out of all the things we've done for each other, how could I say no? And Celine Dion also, I could never say no to. Again, she changed my life.
I do have one last little question, and you might be able to give us a hint.
Sure.
Because obviously we know Zendaya is hosting the Met this year for the first time.
Yes.
And
yes,
we know that nobody kills a theme like you. Can you give us a hint to maybe what we can expect? Or are you, you know, have you guys decided on what the look is?
So let me stress everybody who's listening to this out, as much as I'm stressed out about it. We have no confirmed designer. We have no, and nobody's going to believe this, but it's the honest to God truth. We have no confirmed designer and we have no sketch.
Suspense.
So that's why I am right now. Fingers crossed for me.
We know it's going to be magical, but yes, we are slightly stressed for you.
Thank you. I need to pass some of that off to everybody else.
Oh, it was so wonderful to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having
me. It's always great to see you.
Thank you for having me, and I'll see you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye, love.
Thank you so much.
We love talking to you.
Bye.
Bye. We were so happy to have Law on the show, and he also told us that he has some exciting news. He has a book coming out, and he describes it as sort of fashion self-help. It's about becoming your own fashion icon, but really looking into your own closet to find the pieces that are going to be defining for your style. And he also teased that he has some other big news coming out this summer. So we are very excited for the summer of Law.
I'm really excited to see what he's got up his sleeve.
Under his sleeve.
Under his sleeve.
Under his Mugler robot suit.
Yes, very excited. But yes, that's it for the show. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. The Run Through with Vogue is a production of Condé Nast. The show is produced by Susie Lechtenberg, Chelsea Daniel, and Alex John Burns, with engineering from Jake Loomis, Gabe Quiroga, and James Yost. It is mixed by Mike Kutchman. Chris Bannon is Condé Nast's head of global audio. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love and want are checked by experts. Not just any experts, they're real people who really love these things. And they have real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says authenticity guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified real and authentic. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, slip on that watch, light up in gold, swing that handbag, or step out in that streetwear, you'll get that authentic glow. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.